Let's be honest. Anthony Weiner was running to lose the Democratic primary, not to win it. Losing, but coming in a solid second, builds his credentials for a future race in an easier year. Winning would have meant actually having to run against Michael Bloomberg, who is kind of like Weiner on most issues, only more so. Put another way, why would you vote for a fake Republican when you can vote for a real fake Republican? And there's the small matter of the $100 million or so Bloomberg can spend from his own allowance, much of it to paint Weiner in a negative light. Plus, what nice Jewish boy from Park Slope needs to look like he's on the wrong side of history by trying to stop Freddie Ferrer from becoming the first Latino nominee, especially when Ferrer did beat him, after all, by a full 11 percentage points, 50,000 votes, even if he's a few hundredths of a percent shy of a technical win. So don't buy Weiner's dropping out as a good deed for the Democratic Party. And don't buy the Republican attacks on him as caving to party bosses. Anthony Weiner made his choice for the sake of Anthony Weiner, and he'll be back. Already back, by the way, is last year's Democratic loser. Yes, Senator John Kerry. In a fundraising letter emailed to Democrats on Thursday in support of Ferrer, Kerry blasted Bloomberg for raising $7 million for the Bush campaign last year and posing with the president for photo ops. Never mind that some of the Democrats' biggest New York donors have already endorsed the mayor for re-election or that he regularly gets praised by Senators Schumer and Clinton. By yesterday, the mayor felt enough heat that he chose sides in a fight he would just as soon have stayed out of. Our mayor, who hasn't taken a stand on the Iraq War or Cindy Sheehan because they're not New York issues, came out against the nomination of John Roberts to be Chief Justice. His official reason? To protect Roe v. Wade. The unofficial reason? The fall campaign has now begun.